This morning, I want to open with a couple of sad truths, uncomfortable truths that I'm sure we're all aware of, but, you know, sometimes the reality is too harsh that we want to brush it aside. You know, we try to push it back into our brains so we don't have to face it. We don't have to think about it. But sometimes as soul winners, we need to be reminded of these things, right? So sad truth number one is the fact that only few would be saved. In Luke 13, the question was asked to Jesus. He said, the question was asked, are there few that be saved? And he basically said in verse 24, he said, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Most people will not be saved. And if you're a new soul winner this morning, I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm just telling you the reality of things. Only few would be saved because of sad truth number two. Only few is doing the work. You're there in Matthew 9, look at verse 37. Sad truth number two is only few is doing the work. In verse 37, the Bible says, then saith he unto his disciple, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. You know, a sad truth is you're more likely to find Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons out, you know, walking on the streets than Baptists. You're more likely to find street preachers in the corners than actual Baptists who go door to door. And, you know, they're out there. These Bible-believing Christians are out there. It seems like every week that, you know, I go out, I meet these people at the door. You know, a lot of them are saved. You know, the fact is most people are going to die and go straight to hell without hearing a proper presentation of the gospel because most saved Christians aren't even trying. And most Christians will live their lives, die, and go straight to heaven without personally getting someone saved. So knowing and realizing these things, this morning we're faced with a couple of options. We're faced with a couple of choices. We have to make a decision, which group do we want to be in? Do we want to be in the most, or do we want to be with the few? And that's kind of a rhetorical question because I'm here on Saturday morning, you know, talking to a bunch of soul winners, right? So the soul winning tip this morning is strive to be one of the few. And that's just one of the few. Strive to be one of the few, of the few, of the few. Because here's the thing. Out of the whole world's population, there's a minority, right? About 8 billion, the population in the world is about 8 billion. And 29% of them claims Christ. They claim to be Christians. And there's only a few that are actually saved. Out of those 29%, there's actually only a few that are saved. And out of those saved Christians, there's only a few who honors God on Sundays. And there's even a fewer who honors God on Wednesday. And then you have the rarest of the rare, you know, the ones who go soul winning. So here's the thing. A lot of these Christians are talented Christians, right? A lot of them are involved with a lot of different ministries in their churches. They sing. And some of these are actually good things, right? They sing in their choir. They play their instruments in the orchestra. They drive buses. They're zealous for all sorts of things. But one thing they don't do is soul winning, right? And the one thing that actually matters, the Bible calls it the first works, right? When it comes to soul winning, they're too busy. They don't have time. They can't speak. They have all these excuses. Go to Exodus chapter number 4. Exodus chapter number 4. They have all these excuses. So if you're here this morning and you might say in your mind, I'm not talented, I'm not rich, I don't have a lot to give, don't feel too bad because God can still use you mightily. Did you know that there's only one ability that sets the few apart from the many? Only a few have this ability. You know, this ability is very rare, but any Christian can have it. And if you're a Christian, and if every Christian in the world has this ability, I believe the whole world will be saved. So if you have this ability, you have the opportunity to do great things for God. So here's the thing, congratulations, because you actually have it. The ability that God wants from everybody is called availability. The best ability is availability. Like I said, if every Christian has this ability, the whole world will be saved. But not everyone is available, right? They're busy. They don't have time. So again, if you're here this morning and you have these issues and reasons why you can't serve God, I'm telling you, sometimes all God wants from you is your attendance. Everyone can come up with excuses, even the greats in the Bible, right? Go to, you're there next to this chapter number 4. Look at verse 10. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I'm not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of slow tongue. So I want you to notice that God, you know, sometimes God just wants us to be available. Available to do what? You're there in verse 11. The Bible says, and the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or the deaf or seeing or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? You know, if you notice, like, aren't Moses' issues everyone's issues, right? I mumble. I stutter. Some of you make fun of me because there are words I can't properly say. You know, I still struggle to start a conversation smoothly. You know, I came and I made it awkward. Like, that's how the conversation usually go 90% of the time, right? See, Moses had these issues, but he was willing. He was present, right? Look on verse 11 again. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb or the deaf or seeing or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? This is what God said. Now therefore, go, and I will be thy mouth, I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. Here's the thing. If we're available for God, God will make us able, right? Paul said it. He said, I can do all things. Paul was a capable man. He was flexible, but it's actually, he said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, right? It's actually Christ who enables us to do all sorts of things, right? Joseph was an awesome guy, but the Bible says, you know, the Bible says, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. So Moses, even if he had those issues, God helped him. Moses was able to do a lot of amazing things because God enabled him. But God wouldn't have been able to use Moses if Moses was too busy in Egypt, right? Go to Mark 4 and Luke 12. Go to two passages, Mark 4 and Luke 12. So the best ability that any Christian can have is their availability. So how available are you for God? You know, most of the time, God requires the simplest things from us. You know, it might not be easy, but a lot of times they're simple. And like Pastor mentioned on Wednesday, most of the time, the reason why it's hard for us to make these decisions to do what God wants us to do is because we're too worldly, right? We care too much about what other people would say. We care too much about worldly things. You know, in the parable of the sower, there in Mark 4, in verse 19, Jesus explained to us the reason why most Christians don't continue, and it's because of these two things. They care too much about what other people would say, or they care too much about the worldly things, right? And look at verse 19. The Bible says, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things enter in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. So, like I said, if you're here this morning, I want to end with this. I just want to challenge you. If you're not consistently soul winning because you're busy, I want to leave you with this, the thing that Jesus said. Or if you're here this morning, if you're not and you're not all in because you're afraid of what others would think of you, you're afraid of what others would say to you, that you're going to lose, you know, you have to work on Saturday or you have to work extra on Saturday. Whatever it is that you're afraid of or might happen to you, listen to what Jesus said in Luke 12 in verse 32. He said, fear not, little flock. I like that phrase right there, little flock. He's basically saying, don't be afraid, you that is few. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have and give alms. I think he said that because, you know, we care too much about these worldly things. It's better to just get rid of them and give it to other people, right? Provide yourselves bags with which wax not old, the treasure in the heaven that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. The Bible says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You know, sometimes God expects from us is just to be faithful. And that basically separates the few from the many. So I want to end with this thought. Don't worry about the rest. Just do what you're supposed to be doing and let God handle everything else, right? Be one of the few. And you might ask that question, how to be one of the few? Sometimes you just need to show up. right? The Bible says it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to go soul winning this morning, Lord. Pray that you would help us, Lord, and pray that you would help us find that person, Lord, who would gladly listen to the gospel this morning. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.